This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Edition of the Blitz Thingy. Woo! Gator, are you ready?
I am ready.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
He calls heads, and it is a tail. I will defer.
All right, Gator, you're up first, buddy.
Give me the damn ball.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Last week, Myles Garrett, he set the all-time single-season sack record. They stopped the game, basically. The refs let them, you know, everyone acknowledge what had just happened. Are you okay with them stopping the game?
I mean, every game, when something like this happens at the end of the season, it depends on what's happening in that game, what's at stake in that game. Is it close? Does it have playoff implications? All that stuff matters. This one didn't matter. There are no playoff implications. You can stop it, but don't overdo it. Just celebrate in a timely manner and move on. You know, you don't have to make this a giant ordeal. I mean, it's the sack record. You had an extra game to do it, and it's a record that you'll own. But you know, it's not the biggest thing in the world.
This became a deal because Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, was mad, and he kind of had a right to be because nobody told him that this was going to happen. So late in the game, they had this prolonged stoppage, and I don't think it's that big of a deal, but they probably should have told the opposing coach, hey, this may happen. Yeah. Other than that, in a stodgy league that is known as the No Fun League, and they've obviously allowed more of late, anything you can do to add personality, and by the way, you know, acknowledge that something cool happened in a relatively meaningless game, I think is perfectly fine. But let the other coach know what's going to happen.
So I'm a little torn on these because moments like these are really cool, Doug. I agree with that. And they don't happen all the time. I would love to celebrate them more. But I'm a person who likes consistency. And for the quote-unquote, I'll use air quotes, the integrity of the league,
there we go.
You probably shouldn't let this happen. Because what if they are in a hurry-up offense, like Zach Taylor was saying, or they're out there playing for their lives? I don't think they're playing for their lives, but the guys are playing for jobs and they're playing for their future. And the game is still going on. This is like a free timeout for no reason. Like what happened here? And they didn't let the other team know. So for consistency's sake, they probably shouldn't let this happen in the future. But I do think it's a cool moment, so like I said, I'm torn, but I'm going to side with the fact that they shouldn't let this happen. All right, what's the best available head coaching position, and what's the worst one available right now?
So if I were a head coach, I'd be looking, okay, where do I go where I have the most resources to make be successful and maybe be successful relatively quickly, because you're not given 5 years anymore, are you? I'll start with the worst job. The worst job is Cleveland because you got Deshaun Watson, who has an $80 million cap number next year, and he's got a $50 million dead cap number the year after that if you decide to move on from him. That is an all-time anchor. The job I would want the most is Tennessee because there's a young quarterback with promise in Cam Ward. They have $100 million in cap space. They pick fourth in the draft. They have 8 draft picks. They have Jeffrey Simmons. They have the 25th toughest schedule next year. That's the job. Let's roll.
Wow. That's a lot going on there. this is interesting.
You're going to do Where Would I Rather Live, aren't you?
No, I'm not doing that at all. I'll start with a team that I think has the worst situation, and I think it's the Raiders. They have to start with a quarterback. And a draft where I like Mendoza, and I would take him first overall, but maybe I don't like him as much as quarterbacks are coming out next year. So you had the flexibility if you wanted to trade out of it, but they're not going to. They're going to select a quarterback. Tom Brady is there, but I don't love the draft capital that they have. Yeah, they pick at the top in every round, but there's not like extra picks for them. And they have so many spots to fill on that team. I just don't think it's very good. You're going to find it's interesting. I think actually the best team that's out there, that the best situation to walk into is Cleveland because of the draft capital. They have two first-round picks. They don't need a quarterback. They've got like 10 of them. They'll find a way to get rid of at least one of those guys. They have five picks in the top, 107. They have an outstanding defense. There's a lot to like with that. You're going to have to sort out the quarterback problem, and that's not a small thing. But with all that draft capital and with that all-star defense, I'd like to start there.
All right, to me, easily the best job is the Ravens, because I don't like using the term generational a lot, but I do think Lamar Jackson fits that term as far as a generational quarterback where he can run and throw almost equally as well. There was that stat, if he had retired like in the middle of the season, he'd be the highest rated passer and have the most rushing yards as a quarterback, which is insane to do both. So I think the fact that they have that tier one quarterback, you go in there, that's the hardest position to acquire in this league is quarterback, and you have your quarterback, and not just a quarterback, you have a great quarterback. Like I said, it's all about getting the position or the pieces around him to succeed. And I look at the rest of the jobs, and I think the one team that doesn't have a quarterback is Cleveland. I think that's the worst spot. You need a quarterback so badly in this league. They've effed it up with the Gabriel pick, the Shedeur Sanders pick, the Deshaun Watson trade signing, all that stuff. You need a quarterback in this league, and that's the job I would least like to take compared to the other ones, because I think you, whether you like Kyler Murray or Cam Ward, whoever, at least they have somebody possibly there. Cleveland, you have nobody. All right, third question. Did John Harbaugh deserve to be fired, and where does he land?
No, he didn't deserve to be fired, but if the act got stale and he was unwilling to change, then you got to go, and I think that's really what happened there. I think there's going to be plenty of interest in working with John Harbaugh throughout the league, and you know he's going to sit back and take a look at what's the best option for him. And I don't think he wants to start over with a quarterback that they're going to have to, you know, start from scratch with, like, say, the Raiders will have to do. You guys have already expressed your interest about or lack thereof with Cleveland, so I don't think that's it. I think it's the Giants. I think the Giants is a great situation for him. You got a really interesting young quarterback, tough kid, a lot to work with on that defense. You know, he's a guy that, when he came into the league, had a lot of defense to work with, so... and he's got some draft capital to use on that with a high pick, and sky's the limit what you decide to do. Do you want to get an offensive lineman out there, the best offensive lineman in the draft? Do you want to trade down, get more draft capital? I think he's going to end up with the Giants.
Did he deserve to get fired? I would argue no. Be careful what you wish for, Baltimore. This is a guy that got you to the postseason 12 times in 18 years. I think a realistic expectation for a coach or a GM is to be in the mix to win a championship more often than not. And I would argue that Baltimore has been in the mix to win a championship more often than not, and they have won a championship under John Harbaugh. Additionally, you know, he basically got fired because a kicker pushed a kick right who hadn't missed one inside of 50 all year. Like, that's the fate that was riding on that kick. And I don't think it should have come down to one kick for him to lose his job because a sure thing kicker missed a kick.
But he's a special teams guy, Doug.
But... hey, man, he got 7 calls for 6 open jobs. That tells you something else about whether or not he's a good coach. As far as where I think he'll end up, I don't have really any insight on that other than to say the following. A little birdie to me suggested last night that he thinks the team that might have called that has a coach is Tampa.
Interesting.
Doug, Tampa. I do agree with you. I think it's possible a kicker ended his career in Baltimore. I mean, I don't think he probably didn't deserve to get fired, but that kick, that missed kick, that probably just nailed it for him right there, nailed in the coffin for him. With that being said, though, I think he didn't deserve to necessarily get fired, but I think it was probably the right move, because here's the reason why. I just mentioned how I think Lamar Jackson is one of these generational quarterbacks. They were never even able to get to a Super Bowl, and it's kind of criminal that it happened. Now, it's not all John Harbaugh's fault, you know, but there were too many fourth quarter collapses. Like I mentioned, 0 Super Bowl appearances with Lamar Jackson under his watch. They got it. Sometimes new blood, new voice will help. I think that's what they needed. They can't waste Lamar's talent and not get to at least one Super Bowl. As far as where he lands, Giants are probably where he ends up, Gator. I agree with that. But I'm going to give a real chance to Tennessee. They need some stability there. Got a young quarterback. John Harbaugh knows how to groom these quarterbacks. I don't know if he can get them to the promised land, but I think Tennessee is his team to watch out for. All right, speaking of quarterbacks, what quarterback is under the most pressure this playoffs?
It's Josh Allen. There's no Mahomes, there's no Burrow, there's no Lamar. I mean, I'm not sure there's a ton of pressure on any of the other quarterbacks relative to Josh Allen. Josh Allen has been to the playoffs. This is his seventh trip. Of the previous six, Mahomes has ended the run four times. He's not there this time. I think this is Josh Allen. It's your time, man. Go.
Yeah, I think it comes down to Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, but Hurts has already won. I mean, there's just pressure because it sounds like the entire city of Philadelphia has turned against him, but whatever, he's got a ring. Josh Allen doesn't. And in years past, you could look at the Buffalo Bills and say, that's one of the best teams in the AFC. They could win a Super Bowl. I don't think you can say that about them anymore. I think the Bills have kind of crested. Now they're on this downside, whether it's because of injuries or lack of talent, and it may take a while before they get back up. The quarterback's great, but I think all the pressure in the world is on him. Because as you mentioned, you look at the other quarterbacks that are involved in the playoffs, they're all young except for Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford, and those guys have already won.
Yeah, I wish I could be different here, but it's clearly Josh Allen. No Lamar, no Burrow, no Mahomes. And me, even though I think Josh Allen does have lesser talent, a lesser talented squad around him than he's had years past, it doesn't matter. He's got to get it done. And maybe now or never, because those young quarterbacks in the AFC especially, they're coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What playoff matchup are you looking forward to most this weekend?
So I'm looking most forward to an AFC matchup. It's the Patriots at the Chargers. You're going to have a new breed of Patriots fan. It's no longer the Tom Brady Patriots, right? This is Drake May's team, and it's no longer Bill Belichick. So this is really intriguing to me. I actually like the Patriots, the way that they play football. I love their coach. I really like Drake May. We're going to see how many fans show up in L.A., that are Patriot fans for this playoff game, which would be fun. But it's a battle between younger quarterbacks and coaching matchup that has a ton of intrigue. I think that's the one that I'm most excited about.
The one I'm looking forward to the most is Green Bay at Chicago. And in fact, I'm going to give you a little bonus to this answer. I'm going to answer the playoff matchup I'm most looking forward to this weekend and next weekend. Green Bay, Chicago this weekend. I'm going to spite watch and root against both teams that I'm very familiar with. And next weekend, I'm most looking forward to whoever wins this game to play their game and spite watch and root against them.
So I think I have a theme for your playoff viewing this year, Doug.
Yep.
Spite watching. Yep. All right, Gator, I agree with you. Chargers at Patriots for me. Herbert, he needs to finally live up to the hype. 0-3 in the playoffs. Can you finally win one against a guy who's never been there before? And is Drake May really the MVP, or is that a soft schedule? Also, Harbaugh versus Vrabel, Michigan versus Ohio State. I like that. So I think, and the outdoors. I know there are a lot of outdoor games. I think they're all outdoors, actually, but on the East Coast, I just like outdoor playoff games. All right, last one. I asked it last week, and I'll ask it one more time before the playoffs start, guys. There have been six different Super Bowl favorites this year. Currently, the Seahawks are the favorite right now, but who's your personal Super Bowl favorite?
I'm going with Denver. I trust them the most. I trust their defense the most. I trust their pass rush with a league leading 68 sacks the most, and their home field. Denver's a tough place to go play in January. So I'm going to go with Denver.
Hey, it's the Broncos. They have the bye, so they can stay healthy for another week. They can get healthier. They have a defense that has game records, both in the pass rush situation and guys at the back end that are going to be covering receivers. They have an explosive offense with a quarterback that makes plays all over the field. And they're very well coached with an experienced guy who's won a Super Bowl in Sean Payton. I think it's the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Broncos. I had them last week. I'm sticking with them this week. I think the Bills can actually really make it because this is Josh Allen's, like, kind of, you got to do it now or never do it. But I'm going to go with the Broncos. Love that defense. And Sean Payton really trusts Bo Nix. When things break down, Bo Nix has the X factor to get out of the pocket, make some crazy stuff happen. They know how to win close games. And lastly, almost 50% of number one seeds have made the Super Bowl since 1990. That's a huge advantage being the number one seed, Broncos number one seed.
And there it is. That concludes a playoff edition of the Wide Nine Omaha Four Down Around the League Blitz thingy. Looky here, Gator. Looky here. An offensive mind, a renowned offensive mind, has just become available. Would he make sense in Detroit? We'll get to that at 1048. Here on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.